Okay, here at the Civic Center on Tuesday evening with longtime activist, poet, and many other things, Diamond Dave Whitaker. You've been around here all week with Food Not Bombs and the activists. Describe the activities on the streets today around the biotech conference that attempts to shut it down.
Okay, well, anyway, yes, I've been cutting it up literally and metaphorically all week long. Today, after the first bunch, early in the morning, we're taken away, locked down. They had the idea, they put them on wheels. And then the folks, a lot of the folks we see around where this is later in the day, along around 6 o'clock, the mutant retake the streets. People took the street right there at that fourth and Howard, between Howard and Mission, right in front of where the bio conference was going on. Took the street with drumming and dancing and serving food. I was, in fact, serving food and hanging out. It was getting loose. It was definitely reclaim the commons. In this case, the commons was 4th Street at that intersection of Howard Street. Dancing, drumming, and I looked up and I said, oh my goodness, because I could see the first cop. There's cops all over, getting more and more cops around us. And I saw them begin to put on their helmets, and I knew, I said, the shit is about to hit the fan. And before I got from the shit to fan, they advanced. They were running at us. People were running. People had been dancing and hanging out and sitting around like we are now, enjoying conversation. We're running full tilt down the street. But we lasted a few hours, 2 or 3 hours, and then everybody came back through the city and came back to the Convergence Center. We all converted at the Convergence Center, where we hung out. We had a great lunch. People shared food for the body, mind, and spirit. They cut it up literally and metaphorically, and now they call it a march, but it's never a march. It's a saunter, a stroll, a dance down here to join the mutants. And then we realized we're all mutants around here at UN Plaza, and getting ready to be up for it, down for it, and I understand we're going to be getting out in the streets again. And
we will be out soon, but you've been around this city for decades, and we're talking about, reclaiming the space for ourselves, and we're talking about staying away from repression by the authorities and the police. How have things been the past couple of years compared to how they've been in other eras through the agency?
Well, things have their ups and downs and different styles, of course. Back in Vietnam, the diggers, which was also about reclaiming the streets. We had to go so far as to take some pickaxes and actually break up the sidewalks and plant gardens. We talked about all of that. That was 1967. So it's had its ups and downs, but it seems like there's a new resurgence and surgence of non-linear, artistic, poetic, where art, politics, and poetry and spirituality come together. Give what you can, get what you need. We're casting a wide net. We're finding the common thread. We're letting a life flourish, and of course saying, don't panic, just keep it organic. And this is living proof that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. So let's get on the same page, get out of the box, and push the envelope one more time, sauntering, dancing and strolling into the millennium. We're not marching anymore. So, but once again, I say, first I said, fuck George Bush and the horse he rode in on. No, that's wrong. It's fuck George Bush. He's the horse that they rode in on. Time to ride them out. Keep on keeping on, brothers and sisters. Undocumented, unlicensed, and on the air. Heard throughout Berkeley, right?
Berkeley, San Francisco, wherever we get it out.
Yeah. Berkeley at what, 10?
104.1 FM.
At 104.1, Enemy Command and Radio. Here we be as we see.
Hey, Dave, one more question. We're talking about corporate control of our food supply, and you've been with Food Not Bombs for a while. Studies have shown, not only in Cuba, but in San Francisco and New York, that not only that organic is better, but that small plot farming yields much more food density and is much more efficient. What could and should be happening in San Francisco in that regard?
Well, people better start getting together and not waiting on somebody else to do it, because organic, don't panic, keeping organic, it doesn't mean a lack of pesticide. It also means the building of bridges between people, families getting together, community families getting together, and doing it for themselves, not waiting on anybody. And so I'd like to see that happen. And also, of course, breaking down the walls between the country and the city. It's time. In fact, it's way over time to re-inhabit Green City. As Peter Berg at another time, just to say, Green City right here. So feel free. Feel free. Time to be. Take care, brothers and sisters.